In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is paradoxically both easy and hard. It's easy because when you think about what it is that Christ asks us to do, it doesn't sound that hard, but it's hard because, as I heard one spiritual father say, we just don't want to do it. And that's what we have to learn to overcome, and that's what Lent is designed to help us to learn to do. The sermon today was taken from the Sermon on the Mount, and in the Sermon on the Mount, we're told a couple of things about what we can do to make the Day of Judgment a very easy thing for us. In the Beatitudes, we're told, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." In the part of the sermon that we heard in the gospel reading, we're told if we forgive men their trespasses, that our Heavenly Father will forgive us. But if we forgive men not their trespasses, then neither will our Father forgive us our trespasses. And then later on in that same sermon, he says, with what judgment we judge, we will be judged, and with what measure we meet, in other words, what standards we hold other people to, it will be measured to us again. So, if we want mercy, all we have to do is be merciful. If we want to forgive, all we have to do is forgive. And it's important to keep in mind that this part of the Sermon on the Mount comes right after the Lord's Prayer. And after all the things that the Lord could have commented on the Lord's Prayer and expounded on, he felt the need to expound on this one point, because when we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," if we're not forgiving our debtors, we're pronouncing a judgment over ourselves. And so this is a very important point. But also the idea that we will be judged by the standard that we judge other people. So if we want to be judged harshly, then it's okay to go ahead and judge other people harshly. But if we don't want that, then we want to judge people in the way that we would want to be judged. God will give us in abundance what we give to those that are around us in this life. When we fail to forgive, it's as if we chain ourselves to our past hurts, and that prevents us from truly living the life that God has designed for us to live. As a matter of fact, very often the people that we spend our time preoccupied with because of past hurts aren't thinking about us at all. They've moved on with their life. We're the last thing on their mind. And so the fact that we are still harboring this resentment and this unforgiveness doesn't harm them usually. It's only harming ourselves. But we carry the key to the lock of that chain, and that key is forgiveness. The Proverbs also tell us, "The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh." We harm only ourselves when we fail to do good to other people, when we fail to forgive. And also, the gospel reading ends with talk about laying up treasures in heaven. How do we do that? Well, we do that by giving alms to the poor, for one thing, by doing good with the money that God has blessed us with, by supporting the work of the church. But also, we lay up treasures in heaven when we are just kind to other people, when we devote our lives to serving God, both in the services of the church, but also in the way that we interact with those that are around us. So today we are ending the period of preparation for Lent, and we're now on the threshold and we're getting ready to cross into Lent. So we need to remember to be quick to forgive, to overflow with mercy for those that are around us, and to judge others with the same standard that we hope to be judged by God, because we will get back what we give, only we'll get back 100-fold return. Amen.